Please go ahead. The recordings have started.
Thank you, Tim. Would you like me to do a roll call, Chuck?
Yes, please do, Glenn.
Thank you. On the call, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. On this call, the Registration Abuse Policies Implementation Drafting Team, on the 13th of September, we have Chuck Gomes, David Donahue, Faisal Shah, Greg Aaron, Mikey O'Connor, Barry Cobb, Elisa Cooper, Fred Feldman, Lisa Rosaya, and we have for staff Margie Milam, Marisa Koenig, and myself, Glenda Sengeri. Thank you very much, Chuck. Over to you.
Thank you, Glenn, and thanks to everybody that's joined the call. I'm calling in from Vilnius, Lithuania, and it's a little later in the day than it normally would be for me. I want to compliment everyone in this group for their responsiveness in submitting your statements of interest. That has been my understanding is that everyone has done it, so that's very much appreciated. My role here is just to facilitate, except for this very first time, where I will take the lead at the beginning and explain what we're doing, and then lead an exercise where we can select a chair for this short-term effort. I think it'll be short-term, probably just a few. I wouldn't think more than a few weeks. We would identify a chair for that exercise. So, first of all, let me just make a brief explanation in terms of what's happening. I think probably most of you understand it already. In case somebody doesn't, I will do a brief explanation and answer any questions. I'm hopefully going to be in Adobe Connect shortly. I just got back from a trip to a couple locations here in Lithuania for my verifying job, and so I'm still connecting in. First of all, again, let me take this opportunity to thank the working group, and I think most of you were members of that working group, but to compliment the working group on the good work that you did and your the way you laid out the recommendations was very helpful for the council in terms of recommending things where there was strong support and et cetera. What will be very helpful now for the council is if this group then can take that report and the recommendations and then come back with some recommendations in terms of which one of the recommendations you think would be good to start first, et cetera. As you know, the GNSO has a huge workload on its plate right now, and it's not as if we can just work on all these things at once. But so this group can come back and map out a proposed implementation plan that the GNSO Council then can consider and act on and then take steps towards doing that. That plan can be pretty much whatever you want it to be as this group. Like usual, I suggest that you use the rough consensus approach and try to reach a plan that most everybody, if not all, would support from this group, and because this group will involve people from different stakeholder groups and constituencies in the GNSO, hopefully then when it gets to the council, it will have good support. Let me pause there. I am now in Adobe Connect, as you can probably tell if you're in that. Does anybody have any questions in terms of the task of this group or the timeline or anything? There's no set time deadline, so this group can map that out. Again, I don't think this should be a long commitment because the report is formatted very carefully, although there are quite a few different items. So the group itself can set a timeline, and it would be helpful for the council to know, once you've done that, what your estimate is in terms of being able to complete the task. Is there anybody that's not clear about what the task is for this group? If so, if you would raise your hand in Adobe Connect, or if you're not in Adobe Connect, just speak up. Okay. Judging by the silence and by not seeing any hands raised, I think everyone understands the task. Let's move straight into identifying a chair for this exercise. Does anybody have any suggestions in that regard?
I'd like, if Mikey O'Connor has time, I'd love for him to do it. That's Fred Feldman speaking.
Yeah. Now, Mikey's still chairing the VI working group. I'm certainly supportive of Mikey doing it, but I have concerns about overloading any one person in Genotax, because we have a history of doing that too often, and it creates some complications. But I'm not going to make that decision. The people on this call are going to make that decision. So is Mikey on the call?
Hi, Chuck. Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Mikey. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Is that something you're willing to do? And how do you feel about co-chairing the VI working group, and you're involved in other working groups as well? What's your response to that, Mikey?
I have the same sort of caution that you do, Chuck. VI is in sort of an interesting spot right now. We're sort of waiting for the outcome of the board retreat to determine what our future is. And if the board retreat goes one way, we'll turn into sort of a traditional working group and take quite a while to do our work. If it goes another way, we may go back into sort of hyper-frenzy mode. And if we did that, VI then becomes more than a full-time job for me. So I'm a little cautious because I don't really know my future. I wouldn't rule it out. I've certainly planned other implementation stuff and was a member of the RAP working group, so I wouldn't say no. But if somebody else would like to do it, I would certainly not throw my body on the tracks either.
Thanks, Mikey. I appreciate that, and I appreciate you being honest there. Does someone have another suggestion for a chair considering the reservations that Mikey just expressed?
Hi, this is Faisal. Chuck, if I can nominate Barry Cobb.
Barry Cobb? Okay. Right. And I see, and I also see Barry's hand up. Barry?
Hi, yes, this is Barry Cobb. I appreciate that, Faisal, and I don't think that I'm going to be in a position to take on the chair role, and hence I was raising my hand, and maybe I missed something, but I really think Greg would probably, if he's willing to step up to the plate again, I think he'd probably be the best candidate to act as chair for this, just because he's the most familiar with all of the recommendations and how the RAP group works and move forward from there.
Thank you, Barry.
And I just
Greg,
say as a,
your hands up. Is this something you would be willing to do?
This is Greg. I'll do it if there's no one else who would like to do it. I certainly know all the history, of course, but I also had my shot at leading things in the group, and very happy to have somebody else do it if someone is willing.
You're willing to share. Okay. Thanks, Greg. That's helpful. And Greg, by the way, was it you? I don't know if you raised your hand in anticipation of me asking you about your willingness, or whether you had something else to say. Were you able to interject what you wanted to say?
Oh, I was just anticipating you calling on me. That's all.
Oh, thanks, Greg. Okay, I wanted to make sure I gave you the full opportunity. Are there any other suggestions or volunteers for chairing this group? Okay. Are there any objections to? I see a hand up, Mikey.
Hi, Chuck. It's Mikey. In the long time honored tradition, I'd be willing to co-chair with Greg if that would take a little bit of the load off, and that way I could maybe work hard at the beginning, and then if my life got complicated, Greg could pick up the slack. How about that?
Greg, your reaction to that?
Oh, I'd be very happy to have a chair. I think we should always have a co-chairs or a chair and a vice chair, because that way we always have some coverage if someone can't make a call or something like that. I'm certainly always very happy to work with Mikey.
Okay. Is there anyone on the call that would object to Mikey and Greg co-chairing this?
I would. This is Faisal, Chuck. I'd be in favor of Mikey being the chair.
And not a co-chair situation?
I'd be okay with a co-chair, but so long as Mikey is kind of the lead.
Okay. Anybody else have any thoughts on that?
This is Mikey. I'm going to just jump in. I really want to take the co-chair role pretty seriously here. I do have to protect my commitment to VI. And so, Faisal, if it's okay with you, I'd really like to just – I won't be junior co-chair like I am on VI, but I don't want to take the lead either.
Okay. Is that okay with you, Faisal?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay. Any other comments on this? Is there anyone that objects to a co-chair situation with Greg and Mikey? I see Fred, thanks for doing an indication of support in Adobe Connect. I appreciate that. And Barry, not hearing any objections, let's go with that. Now, in terms of this is a question for Mikey and Greg. Are you guys comfortable with deciding who'll take the lead in any given meeting or whatever, to the extent that that's necessary? I assume that's something you can both work out together. You're both in the U.S., so your time zones are fairly close, I think. So that should work out okay. Either of you have a comment? Is there any need to identify a lead between the co-chairs? You guys will work that out. Can we assume that?
Yeah, this is Mikey. That's fine.
Yeah, okay, all right. And Greg, that's with you?
That's fine.
Okay, and now I want to turn this meeting over to the co-chairs. I will let you take it from here, and I will contribute if I can be helpful on anything throughout the rest of the call.
Greg, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. Pick a number, and if it's closer to my number or not, you can chair today.
Sounds
wow.
Like it, Greg.
That sounds like loaded dice, my friend.
You want to do it?
Not really, but...
Okay, I'll do it. sorry about that. This is like a busman's holiday from VI, I'll tell you. Thanks all for suggesting my name, and I'm sure Greg feels the same way. I haven't done a whole lot of homework in terms of the rest of the agenda, but I think it would be good to step into the number two agenda item, which is introducing the members. We sort of skipped that. And I think it would be helpful. There are some folks on the call that I don't know, and I imagine there are others as well. If we could just quickly kind of run our way down the Adobe Connect list, and then at the end we'll pick up folks who weren't listed there, and just say a few sentences about who you are and why you're involved and what you'd like to, you know, in very real sense, what you would like to contribute to the effort. This is really kind of trolling for skills and interests. So let me start. I'm a sort of avid retired guy that did a lot of project work in his career, and I just coincidentally got a gaggle of really good domain names back before the web. And so I got involved in ICANN mostly as almost a hobby, but to keep an eye on the domain name space. And over the years, my role in ICANN has evolved to sort of being a utility infielder mechanic in working groups. The reason I'm interested in this one is partly because I was on the original team and partly because I've done a lot of project planning and so thought I could contribute some of that project planning to the effort. Barry, you want to go next?
Thank you, Mikey. My name is Barry Cobb. Like Mikey, I too was a part of the original RAP group. Personally, for me, my interest into the working group was being my first working group and kind of introduction into the whole ICANN model. So part of my interest in continuing my involvement is just to see this through to the end and kind of take it all the way down to closure. As for me, I'm a small business owner and also a member of the business constituency and been involved with ICANN for a couple of years. More importantly, I'm very interested in the outcomes of this working group because I'm looking forward for the community to get together and really be able to prevent and attack some of these major issues that we're dealing with. And I'll stop it there. Thank you.
Thanks, Barry. Chuck, you want to chime in? I don't know how active you're planning to be in this drafting group, but why don't you tell us about that?
Sure. Be happy to, Mikey. Thanks. First of all, I think most of you know the different hats that I wear, but let me describe those first. I am an employee of VeriSign, so I am a part of the registry that for .com, .net, and .name. I am a GNSL council member for the registry stakeholder group, and I am currently the chair of the GNSL council. My intent on participating in this group is to just assist you in your work if you need me, and I'll let Greg represent and any other registry members that represent the stakeholder group with regard to issues on their concern. So the hat I will primarily intend to wear in this stakeholder group is the hat of GNSL Council Chair, and that's strictly to assist you in understanding or maybe providing guidance that would help refine the recommendation so that it's most helpful to the GNSL Council and will make an easy transition when it goes to the Council and then the Council acts on it.
Thanks, Chuck. Eliza.
Hi, my name is Elisa Cooper, and although I've been going into my ninth year with Mark Monitor, I'm really fairly new to ICANN, although I've been marginally involved in a couple different working groups, but I'm really looking to become more involved, and we thought this might be a good place to start. Obviously, having worked for Mark Monitor for so many years, I've been closely involved with helping our clients identify and working with them to help them remediate different kinds of domain name abuse. So this is really of interest to me.
Thanks, Elisa. Faisal.
Hey, I'm a founder of Mark Monitor. Obviously, you know, as Elisa just said, Mark Monitor represents large corporate brand holders that are interested in the outcome of this working group. So I think it's a really critical task for us to sit on this working group and contribute to the outcome. I was also in the previous working group, and like Barry, you know, I want to make sure that this I want to see that this see what the fruits of this working group are going to be, and see it to the end.
Thanks, Faisal. Frederick.
So Fred here. I was involved in the original group as well, and I don't think I can add much more than Elisa or Faisal did. Except I think that we're especially interested in really the elements of the work that we did with respect to abuse and use, and also making sure that that the UDRP continues to be a strong and helpful measure for resolving disputes, such that it protects brands and consumers. So that's it.
Thanks, Fred. Greg, go ahead.
Thank you, Chuck. I work at Afilias, which operates the .info registry, and I handle daily operations for .info, and I also handle our security and anti-abuse programs. I chaired the RAP and worked with a lot of the other folks on this call. It was a lot of work. It was a broad mandate that the group had, and so we had a lot of recommendations. And my interest is especially in helping with the follow-up. There's a lot of good work done, and I want to make sure that the council looks at everything and hopefully can move some of these recommendations forward. So that's my main interest.
Thanks, Greg. My batting average may go down on pronouncing your names. Joy?
It's okay. Joey, actually.
I debated for the last 10 seconds about that. Sorry.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. Yeah, it's Joey. Nice to meet everybody. I'm an attorney in a private practice law firm, and I work in the area of trademark. I'm also a member of the IPC, and I have been working with and following domain name issues for many, many years. Everybody in my firm calls me a techie geek, so, you know, I have a personal interest in this, too. And I'm in particular, of course, interested in the UDRP and have been, you know, working with and watching that for many years. So looking forward to this.
Thanks, Joey. Lisa.
Hi, my name is Lisa Rosea. I'm also in private practice, and I'm actually a member of the Internet Committee with Joey, and have been working on domain name issues for a number of years, and like most of the people on this call, are probably looking at what's been recommended in terms of the working group and how that's going to be implemented, and making sure that it's done in a fair and even manner.
Thanks, Lisa. Mary.
Hi, everyone, and it's good to see everybody and meeting friends on this group. I'm an intellectual property law professor and a council representative for the non-commercial stakeholder group, although my participation on this team will be mostly in a personal capacity. I do hope, however, to bring some perspective to it that may be either sometimes different from others or that might be more focused on representing the interests of those who might not always have the chance to participate. Having said that, I want to echo what Greg said about the good work that was done by the working group itself, and I know a few of you on this team. When reading the report in Brussels, I was particularly struck at how many of the consensus proposals really called for quite a lot of follow-up, as Greg has also said, and I look forward to participating in that process. I should also say, by the way, as some of you who have worked with me before know, I actually like drafting and parsing language, so to the extent that that is helpful to this group, I am happy to offer that. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary, and thanks for also noting the skills to be contributed. As the last few folks went by, I was thinking, oh, I should remind people. I think before I go on to Phil, let me just take a detour and say that I think probably what we're going to wind up doing is thinking up an approach, sort of project management style, and then writing it down. And I'm sort of mentally dividing the group into thinking it up type people and writing it down type people. And it's helpful to see that we've got an awful lot of good, solid, write it down type folks here. Phil, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Phil Corwin. I'm a partner at Butera & Andrews in Washington, D.C., and service counsel to the Internet Commerce Association, which is a trade group of domain investors and developers, and is a member of the business constituency. I was a member of the original working group, and ICA was generally supportive of all the recommendations, and want to think I'm fairly good at both thinking and writing. Happy to contribute whatever I can, and terms don't have any particular goal for this group other than to see that to hope to see that any proposals for altering the UDRP are balanced in their approach and take legitimate rights of registrants into consideration while targeting the bad actors.
Thanks, Phil. I know that David is on the line and isn't in Adobe, so I'll call on David, and then if anybody else is on the phone but not in Adobe, let me know after David talks. David? Oh, David may have dropped off, or you may be muted. Oh, Chuck has his hand up. David, hang on a minute while I call on Chuck.
David is disconnected. I see a meeting view.
Oh, okay. Chuck, go ahead.
Thanks, Mike. I just wanted to share a couple cautions for the working group, and I doubt this is even necessary, but it's probably better to say it than assume it, and that is that please keep in mind that this group shouldn't be revisiting any of the recommendations. People on the working group did a great job. We've gone through that. This is not the time to revisit them. The task, as I talked about earlier, and as I think all of you understand, is to develop a proposed plan of implementation for GNSO Council consideration. Now, and keep in mind that each of you, once it goes to the council level, your various constituencies and stakeholder groups will be able to provide input into that plan at that time, and hopefully you will consult with them throughout this process, so that they're involved well before that time. So just want to caution that this should not be any revisiting of things that have already been finalized in the report, but focused on the implementation team. And I assume that probably was not needed for any of you, but as council chair, I just wanted to remind everyone of that. Thanks, Mikey.
You bet, Chuck. Let me just, because that's a pretty good segue, I think, into our next agenda item. But before I get there, I just want to make sure that there aren't other folks on the phone who aren't in Adobe that haven't had a chance to introduce themselves. If you are on the phone and aren't in Adobe, this is the time to speak up. Okay. I think Chuck is sort of took the words out of my mouth, but let me say it another way, and Greg, feel free to start chiming in at this point. But my understanding of what we're going to do is we're going to spend a few meetings, not very many, I hope, basically coming up with a sequence, a recommended sequence for the sort of panoply of TDPs that the RAP working group suggested. So it's my sense that this is sort of an ordering exercise, a sequencing exercise, and sort of a workload exercise rather than in any way making policy. It's really just teeing up which things go first. And if my understanding is wrong, this would be a good time to get corrected, and I see Marika's hands up, so maybe I'm going to get a little correction right now. Marika, go ahead.
This is Marika, and not a real correction. I just wanted to point out that the different recommendations are not only for PDPs. I think there are actually just a few. There are also a number of items that do require further work, and I think there as well the I think that the council statement included as well that some next steps might be recommended, and I guess that might mean indeed creation of working groups or other teams that indeed would work out the further details of each of the recommendations. And you're absolutely right on the sequencing part. I think that's very important as well in relation to what Chuck said, taking into account the workload. That's an important item. One thing I did want to point out, and as you see on the Adobe Connect, there is basically the chapter that summarizes there's an overview of the conclusions, recommendations, and next steps. And the way it has been ordered here is the recommendations that have received unanimous consensus are the ones put up front, and something the group will need to take into account as well, how to deal with the fact that not all recommendations receive unanimous consensus, that there are a few that have strong support, there are a few where there's no consensus at all. So that's something that the working group will need to take into, or the drafting team needs to take into account as well in its deliberations.
Thanks, Marika, and you're absolutely right. I totally forgot about that. But I think the basic notion still stands, which is that what we've got, and Marika has got the exact part of the report I was hoping to see up on your screens in Adobe, is that in the RAP report, there are a whole series of things to do, either as PDPs or as other kinds of activity. And it's my understanding that it's our job to decide which of those things should go first and which of those things sort of naturally go together. And this sort of takes me back to the drafting team that put together the sequence for the never-ending IRTP saga, where we tried to clump the work both by importance but also by the nature of the work itself. And I think that's something that we'll probably try to do here too. Chuck, go ahead.
Sure. I just want to corroborate much of what you and Marika have said, Mikey. I think you're right on in the approach you're taking. What I thought I would do is just give a little bit more sense in terms of where the GNSO is in terms of capacity to add additional work. I think it's fair to say right now, although the council has not finished our work on prioritization, but I think it's pretty safe to say that both from a staff resources perspective and a GNSO resources perspective, that if this group was to come back and suggest that the first step be to initiate a PDP, that would probably be put off for a little bit at where we stand right now. Now, I don't think that'll last indefinitely because there are several efforts that may be completed in the next couple months. So resources may become to a point where they're not spread quite so thin. One of the things that I'm happy about in just looking at the list of people on this call is that there's several new names, at least to me, and I always like it when constituencies and stakeholder groups are getting some new people involved to spread the workload around. That helps all of us a lot, and so I really welcome those that are jumping in and willing to make the commitment. One more comment, and that is that right now, it's probably not too realistic to the extent that it requires both staff and GNSO resources, unless it's totally new resources, that very much work could be done in parallel because of how many things are going on. And so Mikey's approach of looking at it linearly right now is probably right on target. That doesn't mean that won't change over the next few months as some of the major projects that people have been involved in come to completion state, at which time it might be possible at some time for some things to be done in parallel. So I just throw that out to you so that you have a sense of where we're at now and that will probably change, hopefully change. Marika and Margie are hoping that as well because we've been working them really hard. So just keep that in mind as you're doing your work. Hopefully that's helpful.
Thanks, Chuck. And I think that factors into what our work looks like. As you were talking, one way to structure this would be to basically make a pile, a stack, to use a computer term, and say to the GNSO, okay, here's the stack, and it's in order. Take the first one off the top of the stack and do that one as soon as you can. And then take the next one off the top of the stack and do that one as soon as you can. And not try and do any of the workload scheduling kinds of stuff that you're talking about, but essentially leave it up to the council to pull these in a sequence off of a single stack. Is that sort of what the council's looking for? Is the sequence of this list? So, one approach would be to say that the list, and I'm not proposing this, I'm just making up a hypothetical, but it would be to say, well, the list that's in the report is in order. It's ordered by the degree of agreement, and we could just hand this back to the council and say, yep, this is the order we want, and take them as fast as you can. Is that the sort of deliverable that you're looking for, or is there something else that the council is hoping that we'll do?
Well, and again, I'm speaking more for myself now because we haven't discussed this specifically on the council, so I want to qualify it in that regard. But yeah, that would be fine. At the same time, I don't think you need to be too put yourself too much in a box. Okay. What I just communicated in my last interjection was to give you a little context. So if you were to come up right now and say start something right now or to do several things at once, I wanted you to have a sense that I'm sure that's not going to fly right now, okay? But that doesn't mean, you can look a little bit to the future too. So don't be overly restrictive in terms of your creativity in terms of how best to implement the recommendation of this project. As long as you understand the workload and have on this understand the workload very well, including Mary's on there as a counselor and others who are very active in following council activities, et cetera, I think you'll have enough guidance to understand that. And of course, at any point in time, if you want to test it by me or have me test it with other counselors, I'm more than happy to do that.
Great. Thanks, Chuck. Let's pause right here and let other folks quiz Chuck sort of the way I am. I'm quizzing Chuck the way a project manager would quiz his customer and saying, what are the limits, what kind of deliverable do you want us to produce, et cetera. And I'll keep doing that, but I don't want to dominate the conversation either. So if other folks have questions along the lines, I mean, we're really solidly into the review of objectives part of the agenda, and I think that's this is a big meaty part of the call, and so if folks are feeling like they want to chime in, this is a good time. I mean, I'm an Irish guy, so I'll keep talking if you don't, but I also don't want to hog the stage here. So, Chuck, if we did a stack and said, okay, this is the sequence if it's linear, if there's only one path. But if you, the council, have more resources opening up, here's a second path that you might be able to launch in parallel. Should we get that carried away, or should we just put them in order and then let you guys sort out when you launch them?
Well, let me respond personally myself, and then since Mary's on the council, I'll let her respond too. But I think the stack is a helpful thing, but I wouldn't stop there. I think it's better it would be even more helpful if, to the extent that it becomes possible to do some things in parallel, here's what we would recommend in that regard. So don't restrict. My suggestion would be not to restrict yourself just to a stack of things. Okay, don't assume it's going to be linear forever.
Okay.
Because what happens when you do that is that the things stretch out over years. So
Yeah, well, we know that. Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll get to a point where it doesn't have to be totally linear. Okay?
Okay, and then the sort of follow-up to that is there's sort of two ways to do these stacks. One stack, one approach would be to put them, you know, put like things in a stack. So, UDRP is first, and I imagine there are some sort of UDRP intellectual property trademark kinds of things further down our recommendations. We could stack them by subject and put them in order, or we could stack them so that our first stack has the most important one first, and then our second stack has our second most important one first, irrespective of subject. You see where I'm headed there?
Yeah, I do, and I just assume not tie your hands. Feel free to group like things together because I think that that increases efficiency. And so I personally would strongly support that. I want to add another caution though. You mentioned the UDRP. I know there have been some concerns expressed in the community with fears that, you know, people want to throw out the UDRP and so forth. I would really like to make sure everybody understands there should not be any intent to do that. Every policy and practice within ICANN is supposed to be reviewed periodically. So for any that might have some of those fears that the GNSO wants to eliminate the UDRP, personally, I don't think that's ever going to happen. But are there some places where it can be improved? That should be the view towards the UDRP. And to the extent that anybody in this group, you know, has those fears, feel free to express them. But that should not be it should not be looked at in that way. Okay.
Thanks, Chuck. I've got a little cue. I'll start with Marika.
Yeah, this is Marika. One idea that the group might explore as well is maybe identify for each of the recommendations what kind of resources are needed or the impact it might have on the community or staff in carrying out the recommendation. Because, for example, if you look at, recommendation 2 of the Who Has Access, you know, that's basically just passing on a request to ICANN compliance that, you know, doesn't require starting a PDP or creating a new working group. So there are a number of elements where the group might take into account as well what efforts are required or resources are needed from the community in actually implementing a recommendation. Well, for example, you know, the top priority is indeed maybe the review of the UDRP that comes on the top of the list, but of course that requires a new PDP, which, you know, might need a lot of resources that are currently not available. So that kind of balance a group might want to take into account too in developing its list.
That reminds me of one of my favorite phrases, low-hanging fruit, which is, clearly if there are some things that are very important and easy to do, that would get a thumbs up from me. Early successes, blah, 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 all that good stuff. So that's a great idea, Marika. Mary, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. And I just wanted to echo what Chuck said earlier from the point of view of the council. As everybody knows, there's a whole bunch of things going on throughout the GNSO and beyond it right now. So speaking as a council, I think what we would appreciate is really guidance, whether it's a linear stack with priorities. And I particularly like what Marika just said. I think some sense of maybe resource allocation or timing. In other words, more specific guidance as to how do we move from the great stuff that's in the report to actual implementation. What will that take? How long will that take? And as Chuck also said, beyond that, I don't think the council wants to tie anybody's hands or would prefer one approach over another. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary. I am going to chime in with one little editorial comment, and that is that it's really hard to predict how long things will take in a consensus-based process environment. Having just lived through fairly aggressive timeline with VI. Six time frames tends to break consensus. So I think we can give sequence. I'm not sure that we can give real precise estimates or even suggestions as to how long these things take, because you get into murky water there. But that said, I love Marika's idea of figuring out where the low-hanging fruit is, for sure. Barry?
Yeah, and Mike, not taking away from what Marika suggested, but this group isn't tasked with trying to estimate how long each one of these things would take. At the same time, Marika's suggestion is very good. If there is low-hanging fruit that could be done, that's fine. But please don't anybody think that one of your deliverables needs to be for each of these tasks how long you think it will take. That would be an impossible task.
Yeah, I think that's right. Thanks, Chuck, for helping me out on that. Makes me nervous when I have to predict timing on consensus. Barry, go ahead.
Thanks, Mikey. This is Barry. I would have to agree. It'd definitely be very difficult to try to size the duration and effort of each one of these, although it's very tempting because, it is kind of the million-dollar question is, how long are we going to be out to the end of this thing? And I'd also, the reason why I raised my hand is I'd also like to kind of piggyback off what Marika was saying. Personally, I guess I'm a proponent of the linear stack method. I don't really think there's much other way to go about this. But with respect to looking at all the recommendations and those recommendations that recommend a PDP and developing some sort of order for those are the easy ones. But I kind of like I think what happened in Fast Flux, we're challenged with our second most popular recommendation, and that's the malicious use of domain names. So I guess really what I'd like to ask Chuck, from the council's perspective, this one is definitely outside the realm of PDP rules and process and procedure. I'm really curious how we can go about recommending to the council on how to implement the malicious use of domain names, and specifically we're getting into the best practices realm and how we're going to try to move that forward and what and how that's going to vary in our prioritization stack, if you will, versus the formal PDP. Thank you.
A very good question. I'm really glad you asked it. Please understand that the council's not looking for you to solve the implementation issues. The council is looking to you to deliver a proposed implementation plan. And that, please don't get into each of these things, whether it's a PDP, a best practices group, or whatever it might be. How to do it, the details of how to do it, is another exercise. What we're looking for right now is a suggested plan, which includes order, includes things like that. Does that make sense? It's really important. You should not be getting into the details you just described in terms of, that are going to be much more work. That's either going to happen through a PDP or some other process when we get there. I hope that's clear. If not, please let me know.
Barry, what do you think? Does that answer your question?
It's fairly clear. Again, in terms of how we, I consider the best practices portion as a puzzle piece to the greater plan, and I guess knowing about, we know how a PDP is executed. What we don't know is how best practices are going to be executed. And I guess if we had some understanding about that, that may influence our implementation plan. For instance, can we run a best practices platform in parallel to a UDRP PDP review going on at the same time? And that's where I'm, I guess, challenged is where are we going to get the resources, time, and effort and control behind something that's outside of the PDP realm that the council's used to. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is because I think it's one of the most important recommendations that came out of the working group, and I think a number of participants that are even on this call is probably one of the most important areas that they're focusing on as well.
And I think that's going to be a challenge for the council to answer that question. If this group comes back and says, we recommend that this effort, even though it's not a PDP, be at the top of the list, then, you know, it's going to be up to the council, consulting with the various organizations in the GNSO, to make a decision whether to accept that, and if so, then to decide how we get the resources for that.
Greg, go ahead.
Thank you, Mike. It might be appropriate in some of these cases to provide some thoughts to the council on implementation, not solve those problems or get perhaps too deep into the details. But using this one example, the group had recommended that basically a working group be formed to formulate some best practices. So it might be appropriate for our team here to say, this is what the working group recommended. It would involve probably a working group being formed. That would involve the following. It would probably need some staff support and that kind of a thing. However, and also it's different from a PDP, so it might require less work than a PDP. It will not require an issues report, for example. So there might be a few things we could say as far as scoping that would help the council understand approximately how much work might need to be done. And that might be useful for them in their prioritization exercises. What do you think of that?
You know, I think this is all kind of gelling in my head as the fleshing out of Marika's really good idea, which was to, if you imagine sort of a matrix where we've got all of our recommendations as the first column. Another column is what order do we want that stack in. Another column is how much work is it going to be and what's the nature of that work. And that matrix could well wind up being our report. So I think we're all pretty much on the same wavelength. We have an hour for the call, right? Are we on the hour and a half schedule? I can't remember what the...
This call is scheduled for an hour, correct?
Yeah, okay. So we're drawing to a close. Why don't we really quick decide whether we want to just meet weekly until we're done? It seems to me like we could probably get through this pretty fast. And, you know, if we met once a week, kind of committed to a month of this and see where we wind up, does that work for everybody on the call as an approach to the work? Faisal, is that a yes? We got a yes from Barry. I'm hearing no cries of anguish. So why don't we all put, you know, three more of these on the calendar? Greg and Marika, why don't you and I start putting together the first draft of the matrix, and we'll push it out to the list to let people start thinking about the contents, and maybe what we can do is next week fill it in. And if we did that, maybe we'd be done in 2 weeks. I'll put the marijuana cigarettes down now. It's probably a little early in the day for those. Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. Just to confirm, we continue on the same schedule as we're meeting today?
Yeah.
Same day.
That works for everybody. Yeah, and just an hour. You know, I think an hour is fine.
Okay,
I think we've done our agenda. Good for us. I see nobody's hand up. Kathy's having a hard time about my wishful thinking, but hey, what the heck. Anybody got any final thoughts before we drop off for the day and see each other next week? Greg?
Yeah, hello?
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, this is David Donahue. I just wanted to apologize for dropping off briefly before. I lost cell phone service, so it was probably right before I was supposed to say who I am and introduce myself to the committee. So
I tell you what, let's pick that up as our first agenda item next time.
Sounds
to give
good.
You a little less pressure on the time.
Sounds good.
We'll hear from you on hopefully a call that stays up.
From my office next time.
That'd be great.
Thanks,
David. I'm not seeing anybody's hand up, so I think we'll call it a day. And Greg, Marika, do you guys want to stay on the bridge for just a second and carry on while everybody else drops off?
I'm happy to.
That's fine.
15 minutes? That'd be great. Okay. For the rest of you, you can certainly listen in on our super secret matrix conversation, but other than that, we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Marky.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Tim, could you please stop the recording in the meantime? Tim, are you there?
And this is Chuck. You guys don't need me any longer, do you?
No, I don't think so.
Hey, thanks. And by the way, just to let you know, this time, maybe...